With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
And so Republicans fail to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. It forces the GOP to temporarily shelve a high priority for the party. The stunning roll call fell just a single vote short of impeaching Mayorkas, stalling the Republicans' drive to punish the Biden administration over its handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. With Democrats united against the charges, the Republicans needed almost every vote from their slim majority to approve the articles of impeachment. Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee said the vote was frustrating, but they'll try again. House Speaker Mike Johnson spokesman Raj Shah said they fully intend to reconsider the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas when we have the votes for passage. A Michigan jury has found a school shooter's mother guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four students in 2021. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the details.
The verdict makes Jennifer Crumbly the first parent in the United States to be held responsible for a child carrying out a mass school attack. Prosecutors say she had a duty under state law to prevent her son from harming others and for failing to get help for Ethan Crumbly's mental health. Craig Schilling, the father of victim Justice Schilling.
It was a long time coming, but it's definitely a step toward the accountability like what we've been talking about.
Jennifer Crumbly will get credit for roughly 2.5 years in the county jail when she returns to court for sentencing on April 9th. The maximum term for involuntary manslaughter is 15 years. Sound courtesy WXYZ. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 141 points, the NASDAQ and S&P both up by 11. This is SRN News. Democrats from the Biden administration are down on trying to bar Christian agencies from participating in foster care because they don't accept the LGBT agenda. Herbie Newell is president of Lifeline Children's Services.
We need to realize that these things are real. It's not talking points. It's not politicians trying to scare you. Truly, there are states, the federal government is trying to limit the exposure of faith-based people and specifically Christians from entering into this space.
He says liberals need a history lesson.
These services are distinctively Christian. They're biblical. It was the church from the very beginning in the book of Acts. And then in the first century, it was the church that was caring for orphans and widows and vulnerable children and vulnerable people.
Newell believes that Christian foster care ministries must use the law to protect their inalienable rights. This is SRN News. Honda's recalling over 750,000 vehicles.
It's because a faulty sensor may cause the front passenger airbags to inflate when they're not supposed to. The recall covers much of the Honda and Acura model lineup from 2020 to 2022. The front passenger seat weight sensor may crack in short circuit and fail to disable the airbag as intended. The sensors are required to turn off the airbags if children or small adults are in the seats. If that doesn't happen, it increases the risk of injury. Dealers will replace the seat sensors at no cost to owners. John Scott reporting.
Investigators say bolts that helped secure a panel on a Boeing jetliner were missing before the panel blew off the plane in mid-flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board issued a preliminary report Tuesday into the January 5th accident, which forced an Alaska Airlines jet to make an emergency landing. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.